Both houses of Congress this week approved spending that will fund the war in Iraq through the first quarter of next year. For now, at least, the battle over whether to end the war through the power of the purse is over. Part of the reason the war funding measure passed is because congressional Democrats concluded the president was winning the public relations battle over what it means to support the troops. NPR's Guy Raz has more.
Remember Country Joe McDonald? Well, he might serve as a pretty good gauge for assessing the anti-war movement today. Here's Country Joe at Woodstock in 1969. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And here's Country Joe's latest anti-war song. This time, it's about the Iraq War.
Support the troops.
Professing to support the troops is practically an article of faith in American political discourse today. Like the ubiquitous American flag lapel pin, politicians of all stripes tend to start off Iraq war speeches by saying things like,
"Well, first of all, we all support our troops.
Our troops have performed brilliantly in Iraq.
How about if we actually support the troops?"
Those were the voices of presidential candidates Dennis Kucinich, Barack Obama, and John Edwards. Now, all three of them have promised to begin some type of withdrawal from Iraq if elected. So have most Democrats and a handful of Republicans in Congress. And up until this week, several leading Democrats promised to end the war by shutting down the funding. But the danger was, while they might succeed, they could also lose the battle over public opinion. And why? Well, take a listen to the president's recent statements on war funding.
You know, I often hear that war critics oppose my decisions, but still support the troops. Well, I'll take them at their word, and this is a chance for them to show it. It's unconscionable to deny funds to our troops in harm's way because some in Congress want to force a self-defeating policy.
The president, argues Virginia Senator Jim Webb, has successfully used the bully pulpit to conflate two different ideas.
It was clearly a strategy of this administration from the beginning to create the implication that if you disagreed with the administration, you were somehow undermining our military people.
But many Republicans who support the war don't regard this type of argument as a political strategy, but rather a genuine belief. Here's how recently retired Congressman Dennis Hastert made the case earlier this year.
"That is not enough for this House to say we support our troops. To the men and the women in the field, in harm's way, that statement rings hollow if we don't also say we support their mission."
When Bill Odom hears things like that, he blows his top. Bill Odom is a retired Army general, and he recently wrote an essay calling for a redefinition of what it means to support the troops.
"What I'm suggesting is, for the better interest of the U.S. military and all of its troops, we shouldn't have them deployed in this strategically ill-advised way. Now, if you can say that getting your troops out of a strategically ill-advised deployment is not supporting the troops, then I don't understand the common sense of supporting the troops."
But what about actual troops? What do they think? Well, a few weeks ago, I asked a group of a dozen soldiers in Iraq whether they felt supported by the American public. All of them said yes. But all of them, including Chief Warrant Officer Mary Roan, a helicopter pilot from Berkeley, California, felt that that support is somewhat superficial.
"I think sometimes soldiers feel like possibly, you know, people back home aren't thinking about it. And I think that's the biggest form of maybe not support, is forgetting what's going on. And I don't think you have to support the mission."
Now, the president may disagree, and no doubt he'll make his case once again, probably around late March, when he'll have to ask Congress for more funding for the war in Iraq. Guy Raz, NPR News, The Pentagon.